Your Excellency, I would like to start with the first question, which is, what is the importance of the upcoming parliamentary elections?
In the name of God, the Merciful, the elections in general are a process of renewing the government institutions and the political order, a process of invigoration, continuous invigoration. It is also a stage to reconsider the previous political divisions, whether these decisions were correct or not. Of course, these elections will be very important because they will lead to, of course, certain people will be counseled out, certain people will come and to surface and will remain in power. Those, of course, who didn't perform well previously will not stay in power. And because these elections will focus on the constitution, on the constitutional institutions, they are extremely important. So we, of course, pay a lot of attention to these elections, and we stress on their transparency, and we stress on the importance of participation, and we stress that the voters must elect people who are most eligible to run the country and to take these positions, because we want to address the problems we have in the political system. And of course, this will have an impact on the government and on the political process. Now, concerning the foreign, of course, attention, it's very normal. Whoever loves Iraq knows that these elections are very important, because these elections will lead to a stable country, of course, where we have a government based upon the will of the people, which is not subject to the influence of foreign presence or foreign troops. And whoever does not like Iraq, and I hope that we don't have people as such who don't like Iraq, but regardless, whoever doesn't like this country doesn't want the country to be successful and the elections be successful, but so they pay negative attention to these elections. Their focus on these elections are negative, and they want the country to go backwards.
Do you think it will bring the prosperity to the country?
I, of course, am very optimistic for a number of reasons. I'm not just optimistic because of the elections, but even because of the procedures taken by the government, the procedures against sectarianism, the procedures taken to promote national unity, the procedures, of course, which put a stop to those who behave outside the law, a country of the law, procedures taken to increase the rule of law. If you notice that all of the slogans, all of the cheers, of course, the cheers which we hear by the people, all of them speak about unity, law, rule of law, a country of institutions, a country of the constitution. This all is a guarantee to the people, whereby nobody can speak about something sectarian or dividing Iraq, or foreign presence, foreign involvement, or any incomplete sovereignty, or go back to the previous years, going backwards. Of course, so this issue, this highlighting of the law and stressing on the importance of the law, is something which makes us optimistic, and the slogans we hear from the people also makes us optimistic, and this is very important.
Your Excellency, what are the campaign strategies of the State of Law Coalition?
Our strategy is very clear. It is based upon the previous experience we had. Of course, our strategy is based upon the voters, of course, and what the voters want, and our program of the law. Our strategy is, first of all, security and stability, a unified Iraq, and the best possible use of Iraq's resources, its capabilities, and its financial resources, and its economy, and taking the best possible advantage of a state of the law and providing the appropriate services to the Iraqi people, and also taking away any signs of poverty which we saw previously. And now, of course, the Iraqi army is capable, and the Iraqi army has taken the security file before it was expected to. This happened before we expected, so this is also a very good sign. And when we took steps in more than one region, we took steps within the days and within the period which were with the responsibility of the international forces. And when we took steps, they found that, of course, we were making very, very big progress, even more than was expected, because the political or the military ideology, and because we are the sons of this country, and we know the security environment of this country. This gave us confidence, and it also made the international officials confess to the progress we made. Even yesterday, we heard these comments about the confidence in the security services and the army. What is most important is our confidence. Everyone outside the country has the right to express his opinion, but what is most important of all is our opinion and the confidence of our people in our security services and in our army and the country in general.
Are there any concerns of fraud in the elections?
Of course, nobody in the whole world, even the countries which are developed countries, might suffer from this, and all these countries take precautionary measures to prevent fraud. And some, of course, pin their hopes on the success of the elections, some pin their hopes on the failure of the elections. Of course, all of these wills are in conflict, and this makes us think that some want to practice fraud, and they want fraud in these elections. Some want fraud for the sake of the victory of a certain coalition, a certain alliance, in order to promote their own political program. But what we say is no. We must take caution, we must be cautious to prevent any fraud, whether this fraud, from some people's perspective, be for negative or positive purposes. Iraqi commissions have taken all the appropriate measures. All the Iraqi commissions, all of the councils or committees have taken the appropriate measures on how to monitor these elections and how the army should also be deployed, how the ballot boxes should be transported. All of these measures now are being taken, how to actually transport the ballot boxes, and we even called on the Iraqi commissions to, of course, provide transport for people from one neighborhood to another, so that some people might not manipulate or practice fraud with these votes, with the vote count. And we also, of course, trust the vigilance of the people and the fact that religiously fraud is forbidden. So this also makes us optimistic that fraud will not happen. There are going to be a lot of monitors, of course, international observers in these elections. They will monitor this, the whole electoral process, from A to Z.